You're listening to Vatican Radio. Survivors of sexual abuse by priests have reacted with concern to the news that Irish abuse survivor Mary Collins has resigned as a member of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. In an interview with Vatican Radio on Wednesday, Collins spoke of her frustration at the lack of cooperation from other offices of the Roman Curia with the commission set up by Pope Francis in 2014. Another founding member of the commission, Jesuit Father Hans Solner, said on Thursday that despite her resignation, the group would continue its crucial work of promoting a culture of child protection throughout the church worldwide. Father Hans, who also heads the Gregorian University's Centre for Child Protection, spoke to Vatican Radio's Alessandro Gisotti.
Yeah, Marie told me about 4 weeks ago that she was considering to step down, and I was surprised and I was certainly very sad, and I'm sad that she is not member of the commission anymore, but I fully respect her decision, of course, and we have worked for 5 years together since she spoke here at the Gregorian University at the symposium in 2012 in front of 120 bishops and 35 superior generals. So we know each other well. We have worked very intensely over the last 3 years in the commission, and I understand that it was the final straw had come for her out of a sum of frustrations that she had gathered, especially concerning the impression that she is not listened to in her concerns for the rights and the dignity of survivors of abuse. And that there are, as she says, some quarters in the Vatican, in the Holy See offices, that do not cooperate fully and with the speed necessary with the commission and the intentions that the commission had forwarded to the Holy Father.
The resignation of Mary Collins after the suspension of Peter Saunders, two victims of abuses, could weaken the work and credibility of the commission.
Yeah, sure. It has an impact on how people see the commission. Yes, and I understand that. Peter Saunders did not step down. He is a member still. He's on leave, but he is a member of the commission. But all of the other 14 members, as we are now, including Cardinal O'Malley, and all the others have met with hundreds of survivors of abuse. Baroness Hollins has met, for example, some years ago, hundreds of sex abuse survivors in Ireland when there was the public hearings. I have been contacted by a number of survivors yesterday when they learned about the resignation of Marie. So we are constantly, all of us, in contact, and the voice of survivors, even if the two are not present in the sessions, is there, and maybe even stronger now. I'm sure that the next meeting will be very much focusing on what the attitude in regard to survivors shall be, should be, and how in the future we will have this voice represented. We certainly will need that, whether the voice of survivors should be linked to an institution like a commission, pontifical commission is, in the sense that there are members, I don't know, we will discuss that, or whether there is another way to have them present, to invite them regularly. By the way, we have already decided and announced that we will have survivors invited at the meeting in September, our last plenary session for the time being, for the term of this commission.
As you know, Mary Collins denounced their frustration for what she calls lack of cooperation with the commission by other offices in the Roman Curia.
Yes, she has expressed that, and this is the reason why she stepped down, because this was, as I said earlier, the final straw, and gave way to the consideration that this is not her possibility, or she needs to step down because, she, as she says, she needed to keep her integrity. On the other hand, she has said, as I've just read in an interview that was published this morning, that her summary of the work in the commission is positive. These are her words. And she says that she will continue to work with the commission. I can add that she's also working with the Center for Child Protection of the Pontifical Gregorian University. For this CCP, she has agreed to do a video shooting in which we present her story, as she tells her story as a victim of abuse, to all our participants of the online courses worldwide. We work with partners in 25 countries at the moment. But she has also agreed that she continues to be part of the team of the commission that informs and teaches the dicasteries, the ministries of the church here in Rome. We have scheduled something in less than 2 months with another ministry, as we have done formation courses for the ministries of religious and for clergy and for the new bishops. Last year, we addressed, and Marie was part of that, about 250 new bishops who had been appointed in the last 2 years.
We are now close to the fourth anniversary of the election of Pope Francis. What are, in your opinion, the most relevant results achieved in the struggle against pedophile in the church? And what is the most urgent challenge to face now?
Yeah, the most important result, I would say, is that wherever I go, and I've been to 5 continents and 40 countries now, is that this topic is on the plate of debate in every corner of the world. I was in Colombia 2 weeks ago. We had a conference with all the bishops there and all the rectors of seminaries. I will be in Malawi, for example, in 2 weeks' time, and we will talk to the bishops and the priests there. All this had not been there 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago. We will have many more encounters with bishops' conferences in all parts of the world, on all continents, only in this year. So the topic is there. What needs to be done more is that what the Pope has said, what Pope Benedict has said, what Pope Francis has said, is really put in action. And there we have to work, not only, as Marie herself said in another interview that I saw this morning, we cannot rely only on guidelines or papers. We need to work on the change of mentality and attitude, and that will take some time. I've always said, and also in the article of the Civiltà Cattolica that is in this current issue, I've always spoken about a generational task. There have been some things that have already been put in place, like the Day of Prayers, like a new procedure for bishops' accountability that is in place, even if some journalists don't realize that, but it is already in place. So there are many things already achieved and on the way, but there is much more to do, and we are not, by far, not in a situation that this has been resolved. I don't think it will be resolved completely in the near future. We will have to work steadily and in a sustainable way, so that brings change of head and of heart.